These days, in addition to a gun and handcuffs, many police around the country carry a small clip-on camera. New York City's police department today became the latest to put body-worn cameras on some of its officers. There's not a lot of science on how these cameras actually affect policing. That's why researchers have been busy working with police here in Washington, D.C. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce has more, and a warning to our listeners, this report contains audio from a police encounter that did not go well.
A new shift is starting at the Metropolitan Police Department's 1st District Station House. Officers show up for roll call and go over to some lockers. Inside are cameras. They look like little black boxes that the officers clip onto their shirts.
I was hesitant in wearing it in the beginning. I found out it's very beneficial to me as a police officer.
Charles Monk has worked for the police department for 18 years.
It changes people's personalities when they see you wearing it. I get out, I have to be very professional. And in return, the citizen, they're very professional.
And he says the camera ensures that his perspective gets recorded. But the cameras don't always capture a clear picture.
Put the gun down!
403, we have a black male holding a gun. He refuses to drop it.
In this video, released by the mayor's office last year, cops plead with a man to drop a gun.
Please drop the gun, sir!
The video is dark, shaky. It's hard to see the guy. And then, at the critical moment...
So stay there, bro!
All you see is the side of a car that the officer is hiding behind. The man later died. After an investigation that reviewed this camera footage, along with other evidence, no officers were charged. Now, that was one video from one camera. So far, police here have recorded 237,000 hours of video. And the crazy thing is, no one knows if wearing those cameras is truly making things better or worse.
Technologies tend to always have intended and unintended effects and consequences.
Cynthia Lum is a criminologist at George Mason University. She recently reviewed studies of body-worn cameras and says we need more actual scientific evidence.
We're just scratching at the surface to understand what are the impacts of body-worn cameras, either on the police or on the people that they serve.
For example, one study done in Rialto, California, suggested that cameras dramatically reduced police officers' use of force. It's been widely cited. But she says a different study recently found the story is much more complicated.
When officers had more discretion as to whether they turn on and off their cameras, this could potentially lead to increases in use of force.
The police chief here in the nation's capital is Peter Newsham. Ask him what he'd like to know about these cameras, and he immediately rattles off a long list of questions.
Is the camera having an impact on the way officers use force? Is it reducing the number of citizens' complaints? Is it having a negative impact?
To get some answers, his department is turning to science.
We are a newer scientific team. We've got about 15 folks right now, PhDs in psychology, economics, statistics, and so forth.
David Yoakum works in the mayor's office, where he runs the lab at DC, an effort to bring the scientific method to government. Studying body-worn cameras is one of its first projects. Police officials let the researchers tell them exactly how to hand out the cameras. Not every officer got one right away.
At any given period of time, people were randomly assigned to either be receiving the cameras or not.
It was a field experiment to systematically compare cops with cameras to cops without in one police force in a major American city. He says what makes this especially powerful is that Washington, D.C. has one of the biggest police departments in the country.
There's a lot of officers involved, so we're collecting a lot of data. With 1,100 different cameras out on the street and then 1,100 officers that don't have cameras, and so just the numbers here are very large.
What's more, researcher Anita Ravishankar says they gathered data over 7 months.
I think the timeline that we're able to implement this was a big thing for the department to be willing to do and a huge deal for us to be able to do this study well and correctly.
New York City's police department is conducting a similar study. 1,200 officers in 20 precincts will get cameras. Over the next year, they'll be compared to officers who don't have them. Researchers hope all of this data will reveal the effects of cameras on everything from use of force to citizen complaints to rates of convictions. The first results from Washington, D.C. should be out in just a few weeks. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.